Imam Hussein's the reading of that text, which I did not complete here because it was almost too sacred to even enunciate, you know. Actually, it's almost like a sacred thing. I've heard about Karbala since I met Sheikh Muzaffar and saw him weep for it and participated in that sorrow, but I never knew really what happened, except that, you know, so many people were killed and betrayed. But when you read the details, the absolute, you know, horrendousness is, it actually is a sacredness to it. It's so horrible. And you realize to what depths our human nature can descend if it's not guided. And I've been feeling this very strongly today, you know, and really, as again, from that letter I wrote on that day, that morning, I was contemplating all the tragedy, bless you, in the world, all the tragedies and horrible things happening and perpetrated by people onto other people, and people lose their humanity. And it can happen fairly quickly, as we know. It can happen fairly quickly, but it usually comes from a state of that of already a hardening or a sleep or a veiledness, and that looks like a dormancy, but that dormancy can descend into horrific behavior, and may Allah protect us from it. May Allah protect us. But so we need constantly. This is why on the Sufi path, one is always asked, on any path really of the soul, of this heart, of the spirit, one is always asked to retain vigilance. We have to stay vigilant over ourselves, because here is where it is, that play between, you know, the demonic and the angelic. And it's when people are not guided, when they're not that guidance really manifesting in the world, that, you know, then they become almost crazy. The human being we need God, and we need the presence of God among us, and we need God consciousness. And if we don't have that, we become miserable and we become beasts, really, is what happens. So, or we can become worse than beasts, as it said. So, but God is not, you know, that fake God, the so-called righteous God. God is the real God. God is the heart. God is love. God is compassion. And God is also, the Jalal, the majesty, the requiring submission. And so it's not just the easygoing, the light Sufism, Sufism light. We are not Sufism light here. Some people think we are, because we're so cordial, friendly, at ease, but inwardly what they don't see is what's going on in our hearts, which is that water wheel of consciousness and observance and of reverence, inshallah, toward our Lord. And when we forget that or fall away from that, inshallah, we come back and ask forgiveness. So that's what's going on inside. And then outside one can be light, you know. But we need guidance, and we need to follow our guidance that we've received, all of us, each in our different ways, to the best of our ability. We need to continue following guidance. We need to stay even more strongly on the path because of these times. These are very severe, as we can see, times, and where one is almost like walking on a cliff or a precipice, you know. So we have to maintain as much integrity as possible, and prayer and forgiveness, but ourselves follow our guidance, inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. And then little by little that builds up, and we meet you know, even if we don't meet outwardly, but our hearts connect, and then it make this vast network of hearts connecting together and manifesting light. So, alhamdulillah. Good. So, let's offer zikr, which is a healing for the universe. Ooh, and connect to all the zikr going on, the zikr of the planets, the zikr of the plants, the zikr of the four-footed, the zikr of the rains, of the clouds, of the winds, the zikr of all the hearts. And let's connect to the universal zikr, the zikr of the angels, the zikr of the friends of God, the zikr of the heavens, zikr of the earth, zikr below the earth, zikr is happening. And feel that zikr right here, and just as though we're just moving in this vast stream which is entering the ocean